107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is always great to check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
It is great to, of course, have you on the phone lines, our weekly chat with our recipe of the week. Well, Sydney, I don't know. It's a Friday. It's not just any Friday. I hate to ask. I want to ask. What is our recipe of the week this week?
Yes, Jamie, you're right. It's not just any Friday. It's April Fool's Day. So this week's recipe is in the spirit of April Fool's Day and is sure to fool at least one person in your household. It's called April Fool's Meatloaf Cupcakes.
All right, Sydney, I'm going to let you take it away on this one.
Mini meatloaves made in a muffin tin and topped with mashed potatoes to look like icing. So to make these delicious mini meatloaves, first you want to combine oats, milk, a bit of ketchup, Dijon mustard, and eggs in a large bowl. Then add chopped onion, shredded carrot, 1.5 pounds of lean ground beef, and some pepper. Stir that together until well combined. Then scoop your meatloaf mixture evenly into a 12-cup muffin pan. Then bake your mini meatloaves in a 400-degree oven for about 20 minutes or until no longer pink inside. And while your meatloaves are cooking, you'll want to make your mashed potato icing by cooking 3 potatoes in boiling water until tender. Once they're cooked, then drain them. Mix your cooked potatoes with a bit of milk, margarine, and garlic powder in a large bowl with a hand mixer until smooth. And finally, once your potatoes are semi-cooled, add them either to a piping bag, or you can also use a sturdy sandwich bag by cutting a large hole in one corner and pipe your mashed potatoes on top of the meatloaf cupcakes to look like icing, and finish them off by sprinkling with peas, corn, or green onions to look like sprinkles.
We have got to share that on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystraffordnow.com. And I can imagine if someone's taking a bite, expecting a completely different flavor, this will be quite entertaining, shall we say. But still delicious, absolutely. Of course, it's our recipe of the week with Sydney Brennan. Now, Sydney, I got to ask, on a day like today, are you more the prankster, or are you the person that gets pranked more often than not?
Oh, you know what? I'm definitely the person who gets pranked. The kitties pranked me this morning, woke me up at 4 a.m., even though it's usually 5 a.m., so they had some tricks up their sleeve today.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. And Sydney, congratulations. Now, last March, which was, just days ago, if you will, was Nutrition Month, and you have an article in our local newspaper on Nutrition Month.
Yes, that's right. Thank you so much. I did have an article published for Nutrition Month, which was in March, in the Stratford Beacon Herald. So if you want to check that out, the link for that is posted on my Facebook page.
All right. And what was the recipe that you posted? You have a whole bunch of different tips and a recipe as well.
Oh, yes. It was for Moroccan chickpea salad, which is attached to that article. And it is a super delicious salad. So if you want to check out that article, then you'll also find that recipe there too.
All right. And of course, the links and details on Sydney Brennan's Facebook page, which of course we share on our Facebook page and Twitter as well. And Sydney, the weekend coming up, it looks like in terms of the weather, we are going to be above 5 degrees Celsius for the most part for the next little bit. So I'm sure that's good for the kittens.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime I can open the windows, they are super happy. So I'm sure they're going to have lots of spring fever this weekend.
Right. Well, have a good rest of the day, at least through the morning for sure. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Thanks, Sydney.
Thanks so much, Jamie. Have a great weekend and happy April Fool's Day, everyone.